earlier in the Masechta, when we were learning Shnayim Oichsen, we spoke about this also in Perek Merubah. We mentioned the Chiddush of the Nesivos, which is also the Chiddush of the Ketzos, which states that although Yish is Koina, and Yish is Mitam Hefker, but at the same time, Yish is not Mamish Hefker. There's a fundamental difference. If somebody makes something Hefker, the moment he's Mafker the item, that item leaves his Rishos. At that point, it's rendered ownerless. It doesn't belong to the person that owned it, and until someone's Zoich in it, it doesn't belong to anybody else either. Yish is Mitam Hefker. However, when a person is Miyayish, until someone comes and is zoicha that item, the halacha is it's going to remain in the possession of the person that was miyayish. So yish is mitam hefker in the sense that if something is hefker and somebody now wants to be zoicha in this item, he has a right to do it. However, yish is not mamish hefker because hefker is ownerless the moment the owner is mafker, the item. As opposed to yiyush, it does not become hefker the moment the owner is miyayish. It doesn't become hefker until somebody comes and wants to actually be zoichet min ha-hefker. The reason the Nesivos said this yesoid was to explain the whole concept of bi'isura asal yade, which is something that the Gemara mentioned right in the beginning of Elo Metzias. It's something that the Gemara talks about in detail in Perek Merubah, meaning you find that although Yish is Kaina, but we take into account how it is you acquired this item that you now want to own via Yish. If you picked it up a Heter, then there's an idea of Yish Kaina. But if you picked it up a Isner, then already Yish is not going to be Kaina. Played itself out in the Sugi of Yish Olay Midas. It plays itself out even more in the halachas of Yish Koin as it relates to Gneva Vigzela. Because although in the Sugi of Elo Metzias, everybody holds Yish as Koin. Right? What's the Shaila here in Elo Metzias? Yish Olay Midas. Have Yish Shaloy, have Yish. Oh, but Yish? Avada Yish as Koin. That's the first Mishnah. Elo Metzias Shaloy Zakriashi because you're Miyayish. Peros Mifuzarin? Yish. Mois Mifuzaris? Yish. Krichas Bishazarab? Yish. Igule Devela? Yish. Everything is yish. Of course yish is kind. When it comes to Geneva Vigzel, it's not so posh that yish is kind. If somebody steals something and then the owner is miyayish, whether you could be kind of a yish is not so posh. And the Gemara says that even though yish is kind of by Aveda, the reason it's not so posh that yish could be kind of by Geneva Vigzel is because there's a very big difference. By Aveda, when you picked up the Aveda, you had a right to pick up the Aveda. As opposed to by Geneva Vigzel, when you picked it up, it was Bisura Asul Yade. Makshim, everybody, who cares that it was Yisur Asaliyah, this place was Kashenberg Maruba. At the end of the day, the owner was Miyayish. And Yish is Mitam Efka. So right now he was Mafka, and it's in your Rishos. If it's in your Rishos, you're the Kol HaKoydim Zoicha. So of course it should end up being yours. And it's because of this Kasha that the Nesiva said his grace to Yisoid. And that is that it's true that Yish is Mitam Efka. But it's not literally Efka. Meaning when you're Zoicha, that's when you pluck it out of the Rishos of the owner. But until you're Zoicha in it, it's still in the Rishos of the Zoicha. And being that it's still in the Rishos of the Zoich, it's still in the Rishos of the owner. And being that it's still in the Rishos of the owner, so therefore there's makim to say that the only time I could be Zoich and take it out of his Rishos is if it's Beter Asliyadeh. Bisur Asliyadeh not. Meaning, it could be where it's Bisur Asliyadeh, it still remains in his Rishos. If Hefker was Hefker, which is Hefker, or if Yish was Hefker, which is Hefker, which is Hefker, so then who cares Bisur Beter? At the end of the day, he was Mafker, and it's not in his Rishos anymore. It's in your Rishos. Of course, you should be the one that keeps it. But if really, even after Yom Yayish, it's still in the Rishos of the Bailam, and your whole kaych is the fact that you took it from the Bailam. So it could be we care whether you took it by a Teira, or whether you took it. It's still something that requires Hesber, but the Nesiva says it doesn't get onto first base unless you are mocked in this Hanocha. And that is that although Yish is Mitam Hefker, but it's not literally Hefker. The Nesiva, when he says his Chiddush, he has Tzushtal. His Tzushtal is Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim. It's a Mishnah. In the Darm Daf Mem Gimel, it's a machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. The Mishnah over there is discussing a person that was walking together with his friend, and his friend was Moder Hanam Mechaveret. So Reuven and Shimon are walking together, and Reuven has food, Shimon doesn't. Reuven wants to give Shimon the food, Shimon's thrilled to take it. The problem is, Shimon made a neder, he's not going to have Hanam from Reuven. And as a result, there's a whole Mesechis Nedarim that prohibits him from taking this food. Is there an Eitzah? So the Chacham say there's an Eitzah. The Eitzah is Reuven should take the food, he should be mafker it. And let Shimon go, be Zoicha min HaHefker. Meaning, Reuven can't give Shimon a gift because he's going to be Mahanehim. But let him make it hefker and be zoichim in a hefker. Yossi says it doesn't work. Hefker ke maton. Ma maton at ad osi l'rishu zoiche. Av hefker ad osi l'rishu zoiche. Rabbi Yossi says that the way hefker works is that I'm giving you rishus to go now and take this thing that belongs to me. But until you take it, it's still in my rishus. That means if someone's zoichim in a hefker, he's not taking from no man's land. He's actually taking it from the person that was mafkrit. And as a result, in the world of Muda Nomi Chavera, this is something that's not going to work. So it says the Nesivis that if you want to understand my Chiddush in Yirish Mitam Hefker a little bit better, what I'm saying is that Yirish Mitam Hefker is Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. They'll say, Svechachom imachay look with Rabbi Yossi, and they hope by every Hefker, as soon as he mafkrit, it becomes Hefker. Not like Rabbi Yossi that says, Adasi Lusho Zoicha. Obi Yirish Mitam Hefker is in the world of the Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. That says the Chachamim also had Rabbi Yossi's Hefker, albeit not by a regular Hefker. They had it in a case of Yish. There's a precedent for my Chiddush, says the Nesivis. The precedent is Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. Al Kaponim, this is the Chiddush of the Nesivis. Everyone knows it as that Chiddush. It's also the Chiddush of the Ktois, and that is Yish's Mitam Hefker, but it's Rabbi Yossi's Hefker. It's a little bit different. Hefker is ownerless. It leaves the Rishus of the Mafker the moment the Mafker is Mafker, as opposed to Yish. Even when you're Miyayish, it's still something that's going to be in your Rishus. Stating that, the Nesivas Toich Dvarav, he lakes to one thing. He says, this that I'm saying, that Yish remains in the Rishus of the Miyayish, Ad Asi L'Rishus Zoicha, that's only true for your classic Yish. So, somebody loses, Peiros Mefuzar. So then, the halacha is, he's Miyayish, stating that, until someone picks it up, it's still going to be considered in to be in the Rishus of this Miyayish, it's still in the Rishus of the Baal HaPeiros. What happens, however, if it was Shatfanar? What happens in a case where a river overflowed and it swept the person's inyanim away? There it becomes hefker miyad, even if the person physically, even if nobody came and was zoichem in a hefker. As I state in the Nesivis, and it's a little bit cryptic in the Nesivis, it's not so clear why. He doesn't give an explanation. But he says it's pasha to me that that's the way it's going to be. That even though I'm saying a chiddush, that hefker mitam, that yish mitam hefker is ad asi l'sho zoicha, that's only for your classic conventional yish. But when it comes to shatfanar, over there it's already going to be different. So the Macheshes, he wrote a kuntris called Kuntris Be'inyan Yish. It's printed in the back of Sefer Macheshes, Chelek Aleph. And over there, he has a whole arichas on Yish, obviously very timely to the sugis that we're learning right now. And right in the beginning, Ois Aleph, Ois Beis, Ois Gimel, he talks about the Chiddush and the Nesivas. And he brings this nuance, this knetch that the Nesivas said, that even though Yish mitam hefker is Rabbi Yossi, it's Ada'asi l'sho zoicha, that's only your classic Yish. But Shatfanar, over there already it's going to be different. And he says, Pshat haflav afel, and it's a good lumdis for us to take away from today's daf. And that is, he says, I want to ask you a question. Rabbi Yossi holds that Hefker is Ada'asi l'sho zoicha. He says, what about Shemitah? Is Shemitah also Ada'asi l'sho zoicha? Shemitah. So Shemitah is Hefker. It belongs to the Bailim Ada'asi l'sho zoicha. He says, of course not. Avad Rabbi Yossi is moida, that Shemitah is Hefker and it's ownerless. So what's Pshana Rabbi Yossi? And by the way, to ask the Kasha a little bit better, you know what the whole Makar to Hefker is? It's learned out from the parasha of Shemitah. That's the source. That's how you know the idea of Hefker. So how then could it be that Shemitah is completely ownerless, yet Rabbi Yossi has a Chiddush that when someone's Mafker something, it's not ownerless. It just means that if you want to be Zoichin it, you can be Zoichin it. Says the Marcheshes, you have to say that there's a chiluk between when a person is Mafker something versus Afgata the Malka, when the Torah goes ahead and is Mafker something. Shemitah the Torah was Mafker. Regular Hefker, I'm being Mafker. When I'm Mafker something, the Torah limits my ability to be Mafker, and the Torah says it's true, ich ken Mafker sein. But at the same time, it's going to be Hefker in the sense that if somebody wants to be Zoichen, it can be Zoichen. But I don't have the ability in Rabbi Yossi's world to be Mafker something to the point that it's going to be legamri ownerless. However, when it's Afgata the Malka, when the Torah makes it Hefker, the Shulchan Aruch is different. Says the Marcheshes, whatever the longest is, it's irrelevant. Dosh state. It's Pasha Dosh state in Shitas Rabbi Yossi. That even Rabbi Yossi, who says Hefker is kematon adasi l'sho zoicha, but it's only if the Bailum was mafker. But if it's afgata the malk, if the Torah was mafker avada, then it's going to be hefker lagamri. Sezokt the Nesivis, if that's the case, yesh loymar that the yush mitam hefker of the chachamim which mirrors Rabbi Yossi's Hefker, is going to operate in the same way. And that is, it's true, Yir Shmitam Hefker is Ad Asi L'Shu Zoicha. But that's only if you're the one that's being Miyayish. But Shot Fanar, what does the Gemara say? It's Muteris, you know why? It's a Pasik. V'chein Tasa L'chamoyre, v'chein Tasa L'sin Wasli, v'chein Tasa L'chol HaVeitas Achicha, Ashen Toivab M'menu Matzasa. So the Torah is the one that made it Miyayish. The Torah is the one that said it's Hefker. It's Afkata the Malka. Zokter, if it's Afkata the Malka, and it's Enoi Tovi B'taz Bailam. Because even if the Bailam is screaming, he's shrying, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be an Afkata the Malka. The Aloch is, it's going to be Miyush. Over there, Avada, it's going to be ownerless right away. He said that's what the Nesivus meant. Because the Nesivus knew you would understand from his mushel when he explained his underlying shita that it's coming Mikoyach Rav Yossi. My Yish Mitam Hefker, Zokta Nesivus, this new Agdara, that it's only Hefker in the sense that Kolakoydim Zocha, but Ad Asi L'Shu Zoich, it's still a Mayrushnos, really where I'm coming from is Shitas Rav Yossi. And in Rav Yossi Gufa, you see this distinction between when I'm the one that was Mafker versus when it's Afkata the Malka. So if that's the case, by Yish, it's going to be the same way. Yish, where it's going to Mitzad my Yish, that's the way it's going to be. But where it's Afkata the Malka, where it's the Torah that's making a Mutter, so if the Torah is making its Mutter, over there it's going to be different. The emes is this vort of the Marcheshes could be is totally in how you understand the halacha of Ash Minayin Laveda Sheshot Fanar, that only something that's Avuda Mimenu Umetsuya Eitzel Kaladam, as opposed to something that's Avuda Mimenu Ve'enu Metsuya Eitzel Kaladam. Is that Pasuk a Gilui on the fact that the person was for sure Miyayish, but at the end of the day, the reason you're allowed to pick it up is because of the Yiyush of the Bailin? Or is this Pasuk a new heter that's saying that the Torah is being mattered, just like the Torah says everyone's fields are Hefker on Shemitah, so too this person's field that was Shat Fanar is going to be Hefker as well. If the Vart is that we look at it as if the Torah now is mattered, there's a new heter called Misha Abudei Menu Mitzuya Eitzel Kaladam Yatzu Suzu. So this is Afkata the Malka, has nothing to do with Yish. It's not going to with my Koyach to be Mafka, with my Koyach to be Miyayish. It's the Torah that was mattered. It's the Torah that said it's ownerless. If the Torah said it's ownerless, over here even Rabbi Yossi would have been Maid in his world of Hefker. So this Yish Mitam Hefker is Taka going to be ownerless right away. But if the way Misha Avudei Menu Mikaladim works is that it's just an umdina, it's the Torah's way of being megaladastos to say that the owner was Miyayish. By the way, if you remember, we spoke yesterday, Rashi and Perek Meruba Daf Samach Vav Amin Aleph says that this is the Makar to Yish Koina. Meaning you see that Rashi understood that you see Yish here. It's a muchach that it means anything in this discussion. This is working maybe with Yish. And to the extent that it's working with the Yish of the Bailam, so if it's working with Yish, at the end of the day, it's the same Yish of the Bailam. It's not Afkata the Malka. Shmita, it's not the Pshat is an Umdana that the Bailam is Mafker. Shmita, the Torah is Mafker. The Torah says it's Hefker. Over here, the Bailam is Mafker. The difference here is here the Torah is just being made. And the Torah is saying, I'm letting you know, the guy could be Oymed B'Tzaveach. It doesn't matter. Bein Sheyesh B'Yisim and Bein She'eh B'Yisim and the Allah is it's going to be Muteris, you're going to be allowed to keep it, but at the end of the day, it's still working with Afkata the Bailam. If it's working with Afkata the Bailam, then Lechura wouldn't be moving. What should be the difference between saying the Nesivus is Lomdis by a regular Yish versus the Yish of Shat Fanar? Either way, again, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll speak out some Divrei Drush as it relates to Yalkiga.